Welcome to this episode of Real Time News. This is actually a day that we normally don't broadcast on. It is Saturday, May the 15th, but I figured I would just go ahead and do one because I'm not going to be able to do some in the upcoming days. So I figured I'd go ahead and do a live broadcast, and we're going to be talking about Brooklyn Church vandalized, a little bit about Liz Cheney, some things that are happening in California, a little info about the FBI. Of course, we will be starting out with Verse of the Day, but we do want to remind you that you can support us. If you'd like to support us, there's a link below, paypal.me/JJMediaLLC, or if you would like to put your business on this broadcast, we would gladly put it on your business or ministry. We have a special $10 per week. That's $10 per week, and we also put the link to your website or any information that you have. It will be in the description, and then when we upload that to all of our platforms, it will be right there to all of our platforms, whether it's Rumble, BitChute, Anchor, .fm. There's a few other outlets that we do publish it to. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you're having a good day. We ask you to share this, support, and subscribe. So we just want to come on, and we're going to talk a little bit of news, and then we will be starting out with the verse of the day. So, all right, we'll be right back after our intro, and we hope that you're having a great day. And we look forward to bringing you news that we have to share. We'll be right back. Being honest, making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN. Real-time news of the Treasure Coast. Bring you news that many don't talk about. We are Real Time News. Are you looking for real news and the truth? You are invited to join us. Listen to our podcast, Real Time News of the Treasure Coast. We are RTN, Real Time News of the Treasure Coast. I am the host, James Powell. You can listen on Anchor FM. That's Anchor FM / T-Coast Real Time News. Be sure to join us. We cover the latest news, technology, scripture, and prayer. Join us.
Real-time news.
Real news, real tech, talking about a real God.
Are you ready? 3, 2. It's time for another podcast with Real Time News. With host Real Time News, James Powell.
And we are back. We do thank you for joining us, and we hope that you are having a great day And our goal is to just bring you news that not everyone's talking about. And of course, we start out with a verse of the day. Verse of the day is Acts 13:3. Acts 13:3. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Thoughts on today's verse? While fasting is not widely practiced in many churches today, it was clearly something that was part of the early church experience. Whether sponsored by their congregations or not, let's make sure that we prepare for major events with a time of prayer and fasting, asking for God's leading, power, and guidance as we embark on His work in the world. And the prayer for the day is, Lord, I know you love all people. Please bless those who are in cultures other than their own, seeking to lovingly share your gospel with those who are lost. Bless their efforts with success, protect them from the evil one, and lead them into the direction they need to go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I thank you for joining me today on this podcast, video cast, and I really trust that you are having a great day. We also bring the news. We show you where we get our news from. It's not the same every podcast, video cast, but we typically stay with part of the same news mainly. And as you see on the screen, it's a Bongino Report, the Gateway Pundit, Pro-Trump News, and a Christianity Today, which I don't have all of those today, but we have some of them. So, all right, let's jump into the news. Starting out, this is from the Gateway Pundit. The Brooklyn Church was vandalized, the Jesus statue toppled, and the American flag burned. That was as of today, at the time of this recording, 9 a.m. It was last night. Someone hopped the fence of St. Athanasius Church in Brooklyn. They destroyed the statue of Jesus and burned an American flag hanging outside. And it reads, "A statue of Jesus was smashed and an American flag burned outside a Catholic church in Brooklyn in what cops are calling a possible hate crime. The incident occurred around 10 p.m. Thursday when an unknown person hopped the fence at the church on Bay Parkway on 61st Street in Bensonhurst," police said. Said the pastor of the church, David Cassato, called this an act of hatred and one the saddest days of my 20 years here. NYPD's hate crime task force is looking into it. The identity of the individual is unknown at this time, and there were damages. Statue toppled. It's really sad. We're living in a different day in our world, no doubt. So there's a lot of crazy things that are happening. So, all right, our next article. Liz Cheney says she regrets voting for Trump. Won't say if she will leave party if he's the 2024 nominee. Basically, bitter loser. Liz Cheney says she regrets voting for Donald Trump in 2020 during a preview of an interview with ABC anchor John Carl. And it's supposed to air this coming Sunday. It will fully air. Seemingly desperate, the politician seemingly desperate to keep the undeserved attention flowing, would not say whether or not she will leave the party if Trump is the 2024 nominee. And she was suspicious. She was asked if she voted for Trump, and she said, "I did." Do you regret the vote? And then the reporter said, the anchor followed up, "How could you not regret that vote given what's happened?" So they're asking leading questions. And here the disgraced representative replied, "I was never going to support Joe Biden, and I do regret the vote. It was a vote based on policy, based on substance, and what I know in terms of the kinds of policies he put forward that were good for the country. But I think it's fair to say that I regret the vote." The anchor Carl asked, "If the Republican Party nominates Donald Trump in 2024, could you stay in the Republican Party that decides he should be the nominee again?" And here is what Cheney said, quote, "I will do everything I can to make sure he is not the nominee and everything necessary to make sure he never gets anywhere close to the Oval Office again," unquote. Cheney replied, trying to dodge the question, "Well, the bottom line is, Miss Cheney, you are so out of touch. She is so out of touch with the real world. She seemingly hates America." I'm just telling you, that's what it seems like. She hates America. Hey, while I'm thinking about it and the slide's up, why don't you be sure to message us? We'd like to start playing messages from you. Anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews/message. The link is around this podcast video cast. Please leave us your message and tell us where you're from and what's happening in your life, how God is helping. Please leave a message and we will start playing them on our podcast. And also want to remind you, $10 a week, we can put your business/ministry name on the slide to advertise your business/ministry on our podcast while we're going on our, while our podcast is going on. $10 per week, only $40 a month. $10 per week, we share it on all of our platforms. All right, our next article from the Gateway Pundit. Huge breaking news. Federal judge signals he may end Twitter's immunity in Dr. Shiva case. Speech police in panic. Dr. Shiva, the man who invented email, ran for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts as a Republican and made allegations of voter fraud on Twitter. These tweets were then deleted by the far-left giant. Later, it was discovered they were deleted at the direction of government employees of the Massachusetts Secretary of State's office. Discovering this, Dr. Shiva filed a federal lawsuit by himself, alleging that his federal civil rights were violated when the government silenced his political speech in order to affect an election. Federal Judge Mark Wolf, a 1985 Reagan appointee, has set a hearing on pending motions for May 20th. So that is coming in a few days. This hearing is going to take place. So we'll see what's going to happen with the tweets. By quoting these, he talked of quoting two cases that the judge is signaling. Basically, legal precedent is signaling, the judge is signaling that Twitter's days of claiming it is a private company may be coming to an end. So as to avoid the clear oppression of conservative speech, banning scores of conservative journalists and the promotion of liberal views may be coming to an end. So we'll see. We will see. I know that there's several things that are happening across the country, and the bottom line is that things are changing in the political realm. All right, we're getting ready to play an update from last night from Dr. Kelly Ward of the update of the audit in Arizona. So we're gonna play that and. Let's just listen to this. This is the update, and it's pretty interesting what is going on. She is a physician. She updates daily. So let's go to that right now. Hold on just a minute. And all right, here we go. This is Dr. Kelly Ward with the May 14th audit update. And today is May 15th. So this was last.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America's Audit Update from the Republican Party of Arizona. I am your chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward. Well, as we head into the weekend, the full forensic audit and hand recount of the ballots from the 2020 election in Maricopa County is taking an expected pause for a couple of days. So don't be misled. This is expected. The arena floor where the audit is being conducted is now cleared of the volunteer counters and the equipment as the Veterans Memorial Coliseum prepares for several high school graduations that were scheduled in the arena prior to the start of the audit. With approximately 500,000 ballots processed already, there's been a lot of work, but there's still a lot of work to be done when the audit picks back up on May 24th. At the present rate of counting, there is probably at least another month to go. Don't worry, the ballots and the equipment will be under 24-hour, 7-day-a-week security and stored nearby. Yesterday, we reported the Arizona Senate outlined in a sharply worded letter to the Maricopa County officials that there were several serious discrepancies and issues related to the county's handling of the paper ballots and of the election data. The Arizona State Senate called for Maricopa County officials to address these issues at a live-streamed meeting at the Arizona State Capitol at 1 o'clock Tuesday, May 18th.
All right, and they just shut the video down on me. let me try this some more. No, it just shut down. So, sorry about that. Wow. And it's like I'm getting censored. Let me try it some more. Let me try to refresh the page and see what happens. But that was Dr. Kelly Ward. And if it starts up, we'll switch right back to it. But they just shut it down on me. But she was giving the Arizona Forensic Audit update. And that is the one thing that it's great listening and hearing what is actually happening. So the audit is going on. And basically what she was saying, it is being paused for a week due to graduations that were already pre-planned. And they will resume in another week. So when the mainstream media comes along and tries to say it's not going to happen, let me tell you, it is going to resume. But the mainstream media is going to play this narrative, just telling you. So, all right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. I'm going to touch on three more news articles. We're going to touch on a Newsom expanding state health care, talking about some of the major retailers are still going to require a mask, and then FBI investigation into a shooting, and then we're going to end with our tech tips. So again, we're talking of Newsom, the major retailers that are still going to require a mask, and the FBI, and then on to our tech tips. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And we thank you for joining us. We ask you to share, like, and if you'd like to support us, please click the links below. You can support us, the PayPal link. And if you would like your business on this or ministry, we would love to add a slide with your business on our podcast. So, all right. Let's get to our advertisement, and we will be right back. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. /MyPatriotSupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe. This is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. So I invite you to check out the link, jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's Wyze door lock. And again, Wyze, WYZE, Wyze door lock. jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock. Wyze door lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wyze app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So go to jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system. And of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 Series Entertainment System is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. All right, we are back, and they are really battling us big time. Our audio is going crazy. That's all right. We'll keep on plugging away. I do want to let you know. I just found. I'm going to go ahead and play this. Pastor Greg Locke. It's a little over two minute. It's pretty cool. I think it'll be good. So we're going to go ahead and play that. I'll skip one of my news articles I was going to do, but just it's a named One Moment of Grace. So let's do this, and just for some encouragement for you, I appreciate Pastor Greg Locke and all that he says. So all right, we're gonna go right to it.
The Bible just said they feared God, and so they said to the government, ha, 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 no way, Jose, right? So away with all of your, you know, Southern Baptist, Romans 13, cowardly pastors that won't open their church because Romans 13 says you can't. That is bunk. That is garbage. That is nonsense. And I would say, tell them I said so, but them cowards are sitting on their couch sipping lattes watching me right now anyhow, praise God, so you're a coward. Man, I'm hungry as a hostage and hot as I can be, but I'm ready to preach a little bit. Put that baby, wrap him all up. Swaddle him all up. Put him in a basket in the river. That's desperation. You get desperate, you'll do some stuff for the Lord. And she steps out by faith, and it's almost like she puts her hand on that little basket, and she pushes it out. She's like, Lord, he's all yours. There's not one thing I can do, not one single thing. Let me stop throwing the jack brakes and say this. For some of you, you got wayward sons. You got wayward daughters. There's not one thing you can do. Put your hand on the basket and bless them in the name of God and ask God to bring them back. Ask God to resurrect them. Ask God to save them. You ain't got to parade them. You ain't got to beat them. You ain't got to beg, borrow, and steal. Hey, God will bring them back. You put them in God's hands and send them on down the river. And I'm telling you, God will bring them back. This woman at 3 months was exhausted and exacerbated. And she said, man, I got to give him to God. Put him in a box. Sent him down a riverbank. Walked away with a tear in her eye, broken heart, and a prayer on her lips. God, do something with that boy. She had no idea that one moment of grace and faith and peace was going to change the entire nation of Israel all the way to the scope historically of the day that I'm on this platform preaching to you right now. Israel was saved because that woman put that boy in a box and put him in the bulrushes. sometimes you have to relinquish things to God so he can bring them back to your life later on. And his sister, of all people, to be standing by. I'm telling you, it is the providence of God if there ever was a story about it. And his sister said, hey, I'm going to go get one of the Hebrew wives and you can just pay her to nurse it. And the Bible says, and she went and called the child's mother. Can you imagine what his mama must have thought when she got that bitty? Can you imagine when she got that letter of recommendation to raise her own kid and have the king pay every bill because of it?
All right, and we are back. That was Pastor Greg Locke. That's just a little encouragement. When God comes in, things change. We look around and everything that is, I know this is a podcast about news, but I'm a minister and I'm telling you, God has everything under control. I'm telling you, we started out with the scripture. The scripture was Acts 13:3. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Basically, go do God's work. I'm telling you, God has everything under control. And all that's going on in our nation, God knows. We need to stand with Israel. We need to stand with God. We need to stand up and stand strong. And I'm telling you that God is going to bring America back. God is going to help. Oh, wow, if I don't watch it, I'm going to get to preaching. I'm a minister, so I am encouraged. I am encouraged that God is helping. All right, we're going to go ahead. I'm cutting this short on the news. I came across that and I wanted to play a Pastor Greg Locke. It just encouraged me. All right, the major retailers, they're still, even though Biden said, it's him speaking supposedly, you can read into that what you want, and I'm meaning something there. He said, if you have a vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. But if you haven't, you still got to wear a mask. Well, here are some major retailers from Breitbart. Major retailers, is yesterday it came out. Report, Target, Starbucks, and other retailers will still require masks after CDC guidance changes. Some of the country's largest retailers will still require masks inside stores despite the Centers for the Disease Control and Prevention CDC decision to loosen mask wearing for fully vaccinated individuals. Well, my question is, when you immediately got to, when they were given the power, they immediately changed it. Boy, you got it. You got to wear it. But now, they say follow the science. Follow the science. What is it? You can't have it both ways. At the beginning, they said, follow the science, and they were saying, oh, this is what's happening. Well, they've been proven wrong, but now, and it's starting to release, and now these businesses are power hungry, and they're still trying to dictate to you. You need to vote. You need to vote with your pocketbook, I'm telling you. Okay, here are some of them. Some that will keep their mask mandates now include Kroger, Home Depot, Publix, Dollar General. The report also identifies several companies that are evaluating their policy in light of the CDC announcement. Walgreens, CVS, and they have not yet made any changes. Walgreens, CVS, Gap, and Ulta. Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm not wearing it, and I haven't the whole time. and here in Florida, thank you, Governor DeSantis. Thank you, Governor DeSantis. He's standing up for our freedoms. All right, let's hurry up. And the FBI admits, this is from Blaze Media. FBI admits GOP baseball shooting was domestic terrorism after previously deeming it suicide by cop. The FBI has quietly admitted that the 2017 shooting by a far-left radical who tried to murder several GOP members of Congress on a baseball field was indeed domestic terrorism. This is from the Washington Examiner. Last month, current FBI Chief Christopher Wray was confronted by Republican lawmakers over the agency classifying the shooting as suicide by cop under a previous director. Well, I'm telling you, The truth is going to come out. I'm telling you, it's coming out. So never fear. It's going to come out. The truth is going to be exposed. All right, let's end this, this podcast, video cast. The tech with the tech, and there's 10 tips, but I'm only with the time. I'm constrained to time. I try to keep it right around 30, and I'm already 30 minutes. I'm already over. Okay, number one with Gmail. Here's 10 tips, Gmail tips and tricks, 10 buried settings that, and features to try. Number one, set up templates. Do you send a lot of emails with some basic information? You can easily create a template in Gmail to save yourself valuable time. Go into settings, which is the cog icon. Go to see all settings. Go to the advanced link. Scroll down to the section marked templates and click the circle enabled. Now you can create up to 50 unique templates. To create a template, click compose, then write your email, including the subject line. Click the three dots at the bottom right hand corner, then templates, choose draft, save as template. And what I'm going to do is, particularly on the live Facebook here, I'm dropping the link in. There the link is dropped in. We'll have that link. We'll try to remember to have that link for all the video and all the different Anchor FM and the video platforms that I put this on. So we'll have that. All right. We do appreciate you listening to us, and we really hope that you please subscribe, share, and connect with us on all of our different platforms. We really, really do. And just letting you know and reminding you, if you would like to advertise your business or ministry for $10 a week, we will put your name with the link. We'll even create one info video for you, and we'll mention you on each episode. $10 per week. $10 per week. We will provide promotion to you on our podcast. And what that does, if you have a website, we also drop that in the description, and we bring you up during our sponsor time. Now, these sponsors, I'm automatically doing these. Your Church Promotions is mine. My website, Peter's Lawn Services, FL, I do their website, and I also do DonMeredithArt.net. I also do that website too. I say sponsors because I'm promoting them on the podcast. All right, we do appreciate you listening and watching us. Please share, subscribe, connect with us. Email me, james@jjmediaonline.net, if you would like to sponsor our show. Trust you have a great day, and we really, truly want God to richly bless you. We'll catch you on our next podcast.